Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings.
Hello, loves. All right. As we step into this new year, 2022, happy new year to you. It's a year of new beginnings, right? And I always think about, you know, what do I want to tell people at this time? What's my theme of the year? What do I want to really focus on this year? And my number one intention with all of my work is to do one thing. It's always this, and that is to remind you and myself. Okay, I'm always talking to myself too. But to remind you the truth of who you really are, which is a powerful creator. That's always my intention with anything I do, whether it's a podcast or a seminar, a women's retreat, whatever it is. You're a creator. And you're creating your reality right here in this very moment based on what you're thinking, visualizing, saying, feeling, and believing about yourself, others, and the world. And you'll eventually meet that experience. You can create sadness, agony, pain, sickness, drama, fear, or anger, or you can create joy. Love, adventure, peace, fulfillment, health, fun, excitement. The choice is yours. At the beginning of the year, I'm always looking at the energy of it. And I am listening to astrologists, numerologists, Chinese astrology, all the different layers I'm looking at and delving into. And one thing that I often see is there's these themes, right? And sometimes, depending on the delivery of who's giving the energy reading, sometimes it can feel a little like, I don't know if I want to go into this year, right? This year is the year of the water tiger. It looks like, you know, a bit of an intense year. The numerology side to it is actually really beautiful. It's a nurturing year. It's the year of the six, and it's about home and family and community. So there's many aspects to it, but at the end of the day, you're a creator and you will have the experience this year that you choose to have. We are all meant to come to this earthly experience and completely forget who we are, experience a lot of hard stuff. And then as we start to remember the truth of who we are, until we are standing strong in our power. That is, to me, the human journey. Come here, forget, and then go on a journey to remember who we are and then stand strong in our power. Then after that, that's where I feel like life gets really good. That's when we step into our purpose, what we're meant to do, which is to remember who we are, but then turn around and help others remember who they are. And help them truly remember the truth of who they are. It's like in the movie Titanic. I love that movie. There's many profound moments in that movie. But at the end, where some people were saved in the rescue boats and then went back to help others that were drowning in the water, this life experience is meant to have a variety of sickness, sadness, pain, drama, joy, fun, health, love, and lots of other emotions. But the first part is when we're asleep and we're meant to experience that lower vibration of emotion. It's like when we get into our character, you know, our earthly avatar. And think of it as like a training period where you learn that contrast of what we do and don't want in that first part of our life. But we're not meant to spend the rest of our lives there flailing around and drowning in the water, you know, until we die. We're meant to get out of the water into the rescue boat and then go on a wonderful adventure and see this amazing, beautiful life that we can live. Along the way, picking up as many other souls that are willing to get into the boat with us. I have felt my way through the darkness in life, trying to figure out this crazy thing called life. I've learned by many wise souls that have been placed into my path that I'm so grateful for. These pearls of wisdom that they have given me. Sometimes it was even just meeting someone in a coffee shop and having, you know, some random stranger tell me a few sentences. I've had some really magical moments on my journey, and I've recognized that they were all pearls of wisdom placed in my path to help me put the pieces of the puzzle together and guide me. I absolutely love to read, and I savor my reading time. And when I read something that reaches in and shakes me to my core, I literally hug the book and send so much love and gratitude to the author who took the time and effort to put themselves out there to wake me up. I think about that because that's symbolic to those people coming back in those rescue boats to help pull me out of the water. And I know a lot of people are really looking at their life and they're thinking, you know, on a deeper level, what am I here for? That's what 2020 has really done, is helped us look at our life. Why are you here? What are you to be doing? You know, I held back for a long time to officially stepping into a coaching role. I didn't feel worthy. I knew that my life wasn't perfect. And I had a lot of work to do. But I finally embraced and began sharing my experiences to help others who were trying to figure out their life. And I studied news and got my degree in journalism. I despise watching the news, especially on mainstream media, and I don't do it. But for many years, I thought that I had made a huge mistake. It was like, what was I thinking? Why would I go into journalism? And was it just a waste? And what I realized is that I actually love spreading information. I love giving people valuable information that adds to their life. And most importantly, I like to share information that supports people in using their creative powers to focus on positivity and high vibration emotions to create a beautiful life that honors them. I've always been a keen observer of others. I've been fascinated with dynamics of relationships my whole life. As a child, I had many examples of my siblings reaching milestones before me, whether they were getting pregnant, married, divorced, going to college, whatever it was. And I was able to learn by watching them. I've studied personal growth and particularly been intrigued with learning about our power to create for decades. I got to a place in my life where I had read so many books, attended seminars, studied under mentors. I had had so many deep, soulful convos with people that I felt like I had learned so much from. But my life wasn't really radically changing like I wanted it to. And I was so frustrated. I'm like, what is the disconnect here? What am I doing wrong? I didn't know. I had so much information up in my head. And I had studied, you know, life's dynamics for over 30 years, but there was one thing I was missing. And now I see this over and over again with people that I work with. I cracked the code of what people are missing to really create that radical change and completely transform their lives. Here's what it is. There are two parts to us. Okay. I know I'm not telling you anything you don't know. We are magical, powerful, spiritual beings playing the part of the human. And I find that we go one way or the other. We go into our spiritual side and then the pendulum swings and go back over to our human side. And in order to live a freaking awesome life, we must be using both parts to who we are. Okay. not too far over on one side or too far over on the other. If so, we're missing out and most likely experiencing problems. After years of searching, I finally discovered what I was missing. I was bouncing back and forth on my human side, my spiritual side, but not alchemizing, working with that energy together. And that's the sweet spot where everything changes. So what I discovered is I wasn't actually applying all this life-changing information that was up in my mind and taking action. Even though I thought I was, I wasn't. You must do both to get as much as you want out of life. And if you do, if you learn to use both of these to take the information and apply it to your life, to use the spiritual side and the human side together, your life will change forever. As I'm recording this episode, my heart is overflowing with love for all of mankind. As I watch my fellow brothers and sisters and what we're going through on planet Earth at this time, we're going through a radical, painful, and powerful shift. We are going through a great awakening. My last physical seminar I did was in November of 2019, and I talked about what I saw happening in 2020. I knew it would be a massive year for humanity and that our lives were about to get rocked. Now, I had no idea what it would look like, and I certainly didn't see how it would play out. I have said, wow, so many times over the last couple of years, but I am in awe of the magic unfolding and the things that I told people I believed would happen this year. And over, you know, the last couple of years, that our planet would be going through a massive shift and that we would awaken, that we would come together as one race, the human race. Now, we all know we still have a ways to go. And right now, there is a lot of division for sure. Yet many people are rising up and they're coming together. The year 2020 gave us perfect vision. It was the year of perfect vision. We are truly witnessing the greatest show on earth and maybe even the universe. Many people are seeing it, but some are not seeing it yet. I have woken up to several things over this past year, and my spiritual foundation has grown immensely because I realized, you know, we're creators and what we focus on expands. I've trained myself to really try to focus on the light more. And this past couple of years, we've seen and had to face the darkness on our planet and see things that have been buried and hidden from us for centuries. There are still several things that I don't understand. And the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. But I'm open and excited about being a human on the planet. And I believe it's the greatest time in history. It's truly time for us to wake up, remember who we are, and stand together in our power. Over the years, I've had many magical moments that have awoken me on a deep level to know the information that I now turn around and share with others. It's my intention that as you learn throughout this year, the cells of your body will light up with remembrance of who you are and what life is all about and the great truths that have been there all along with you. To me, it just feels better and more accurate to say remembering instead of learning, because we really do have that information within us. It's just for us to unlock and bring to the surface and bring to that remembrance where we go, oh yeah, I remember that, because it's all been there all along, right? The information that I share is so sacred in my heart, and I know life-changing because I've learned it from all firsthand experience that I'm now passing on to others. I don't just tell you things because I'm guessing. These are things that I've had experience with, and I know deep within my soul that you are listening to this because you're ready for change, and we are meant to come to each other's path. You know, I fully believe in divine timing and divine alignment. You really can have an amazing life filled with passion, joy, health, abundance, fulfillment, and fun. It's up to you and no one else. Once this next year is over, I want you to be able to look back and realize that it was an amazing year because you made it that way. So over this next year, I will pour my heart and soul into showing you how and showing up for you. So get ready. Once you start this journey, your life will be changed forever. And I invite you to join me in my Awaken Group Coaching. I have a coaching group that we meet every Friday. And I invite you to come with me, come on this journey and really delve deep and make this year your best year yet. This is your year, right? Yours. So happy, happy new year, my love. And let's make 22 the best year yet. So much love to you all. Bye for now.
Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.